right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, the guy sitting on my left is Arsenio Hall.
Now, I'm not supposed to chew gum on the air, right? That's probably...
Probably not, but I mean, if you want to...
I see why.
Yeah, you see why?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
gotcha. People hate it, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
There you go. All right, folks, the dumbest thing you've ever heard your chick say, all right? And there's been some dumb things that women have said in the past, and guys, but tonight we're just concentrating on the fairer sex. The dumbest thing your chick has ever said, either your wife, your girlfriend, perhaps even mom has said something dumb.
If it's a two-headed woman, your wife and girlfriend, right. You know. Jay said it.
Yeah, all right. The dumbest thing your girlfriend or wife has ever said, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's a memorable one from Miss Teen USA. Here we go.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And
some people don't have maps. I like the beginning of it here when she said I personally believe sweetheart, that's a little redundant. I believe wraps up that you personally believe. You don't have to say I personally believe, sweetheart. That's a little too much.
Yeah. I personally believe that US Americans
mm. as opposed to
the way we say it.
I don't know. Guam Americans, Puerto Rican Americans, U.S. Americans. Dope.
Are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere. Like
some U.S. Americans don't get educated, though.
And how about referring to Iraq as the Iraq? You know, because she only hears the Iraqi war,
yeah.
Right? So she thinks the name of the country is the Iraq.
And I've heard them say it many times on Fox News.
Yeah, in the Iraq.
And the Iraq, everywhere, like, such as. And I believe that.
Everywhere. Just stick such as any place you want.
Yeah, everywhere, so, like, such as.
Everywhere, like, such as. And I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much,
Thank
South
you
Carolina.
Very much.
Wow. He's
back
in shock.
To South Carolina, baby.
there was just everything was in that. Thank you very much. He was like, oh, my.
He couldn't believe it.
I'm in
Jesus
shock.
Jesus Christ.
Here is the very beautiful Carrie Kasem saying something that makes your eyebrows twitch. He also thinks that the government created AIDS to wipe out minorities.
He's full of theories. Yeah. I believe it was created, but I don't know about to wipe out minorities.
Well, you think?
Well, we can get her an associate pastorship with the Reverend Jeremiah, right?
I believe that AIDS was created. Who created it?
some guy walking around with a Judy Garland album had nothing to do.
Jesus,
you know?
Christ.
Come on!
We created it.
I believe it was created, but I don't know about to wipe out minorities.
Well, you think AIDS was created by who? The government?
Yeah, I do.
Cases, baby girl.
Yeah, I do. It's so casual, too. Because even if, you know, if you believe that theory, that the United States government created AIDS to wipe out minorities, when you say it you should have dramatic anger and hostility towards the government when you say it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that goddamn government created AIDS. Not like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess they just did that.
I heard it at Nails R Us.
AIDS was created by who? The government?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You know what, though? Do you know where things like
Carrie.
This start, though? Now, you're going to say I'm nuts.
I don't know.
But you know how things like this start?
The internet?
Well, okay. A long time ago, our government was guilty of testing on minorities.
I believe that.
Okay. And there's a venereal disease. And I bet your friend knows about
right.
this. There's a venereal disease that was actually implanted into black men.
Is that right?
into soldiers for experimental purposes. Okay, things like that. I think when people know those stories, and look, I could document that. There are people who know about it. But the bottom line
is... I believe that. Okay, I don't believe that
we experimented on minorities. That's what we did. And we've done it to women, you know, to experiment and find certain results. And you look at me smiling like, oh,
here we go.
My friend is lost in mind.
It's okay. Arsenio Wright is with us.
Okay, but the bottom line is, when people hear that, you think... Oh, it's not much of a stretch then that this ridiculous barbershop folklore could be true.
Right.
And the AIDS thing, unfortunately.
I don't see it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how AIDS was, came about. I'm pretty sure that the U.S. government is not capable of creating that. They're just, you know.
We can't even find Osama. How are we going to take a monkey and figure out how to make a disease?
I know. All right, here's the very lovely Sam Phillips saying something that that we all sort of shrugged at. They start pointing fingers at where people live. They start pointing fingers at not enough helicopters,
you know,
not enough planes.
It's the dead Indians.
It's what?
The dead Indians. Do you know that?
You mean these guys play in Boston?
No.
Oh, no, those are the Rockies.
I mean, we are on a sacred burial ground, an Indian burial ground, if I'm not mistaken.
Los Angeles is
on sacred burial ground. So they're a little pissed off.
Wait a minute.
Jerry. So Sammy. I'm just saying, notice all the natural disasters in California.
What she was doing, she was blaming the earthquakes, the fires, the floods, I don't know what else was she
certain
was,
entertainment
drought,
careers.
Yeah, the drought. She was blaming it all on the fact that we all live on an Indian burial ground.
See, I was with her until she said it was the problem that the Knicks were having also.
Jerry, so I'm Sammy. Just saying, notice all the natural disasters in California. Mudslides, earthquakes, fires. Tsunamis are going to be next. Watch. The new beachfront property is going to be West Hollywood. Thank you very much.
Jeffrey Katzenberry's house.
All right, gang. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Mike in West Hollywood. You're on 97.1.
Kathy, good afternoon. Or evening already. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey. It's all good. My former wife, twice a day, would tell me. We were only married for 29 years. If you're so smart, how come we're not rich?
There's no sting to that, huh?
I'm going, it's not, you can't respond to it, really.
My man, good call.
Yeah, all right, buddy, that's classy. If you're so smart, why aren't we rich? I had a girlfriend who worked for TWA,
mm-hmm.
and they're no longer in business. But when she was a flight attendant for TWA,
yeah,
and she said she was being relocated from St. Louis to Seattle, and I said, "Oh, that's going to be a big change for you because in Seattle it rains almost every day." And she goes, "No. It's in the last couple of years the ozone has changed." And I said, "What has changed?" She said, "The ozone." I said, "What's the ozone?" She goes, that thing that hovers above Seattle. The ozone. Oh, boom, boom.
Ozo.
All right, the dumbest thing you've heard a chick say, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Rollin in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
What's up, guys? You guys are a bunch of big studs there.
Look at you, dude.
Hey, so a look at you. I got a look at you from Timmy. That makes my night.
Look at you, man.
So this is before I lived in L.A. I flew down from San Francisco. We get in a cab, and you know how the signs for the 405 North all say Sacramento?
Right.
Mm-hmm. She looks at me. She goes, "Oh, are we in Sacramento?" I didn't say anything. I couldn't take it.
That's classic.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling,
guys.
Dude.
There's
some beauties out there, huh?
you know, we got to give equal time next week. Because women are going nuts right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I've said some dumb things in my past. I remember we were interviewing Jim Hill, and he was talking about his brother Dave Hill. And I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "How come you and Dave have the first same name?" And he goes, "I'm Jim Hill, not Dave Hill."
Oh.
And like for a brain fart, I'm like, "Oh, I thought that was Dave Hill." Like, that's right, it's Jim Hill. I felt like such an a-hole. But let's talk to. But you know, that's a slip of a tongue. That's not the ozone zone or the Iraq or you know, not knowing you know, or blaming the United States for not knowing where the United States is on a map because nobody has maps. You know, that is real stupidity.
That's deep.
All right, let's talk to Darren in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say.
Hey, Mick, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey.
I was trying to explain to my girlfriend at the time the concept of an eclipse, and I said it's when the Earth comes between the sun and the moon. She goes, well, the sun and the moon are the same thing. You just call it the sun in the daytime. You call it sun at night.
I bet she was good in bed, though. I know she was good in bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. See?
All right. Thanks for calling. Dude, you call the sun the moon at night.
Wow. That's some good punani.
That is pretty good. You got to love that, though. You know? You got to have some kind of respect for that. That if they do believe crap like that, that you can really, you know, dazzle them with BS. You know? You can BS them much easier than you can like a smarter chick.
Oh, so you say, okay, this is the girl you can run game on. You can't run game on Hillary Clinton.
Right, exactly. You couldn't...
No, wait. You know what? I didn't mean what I just said. She's one of the smartest women in our society.
Right.
But her husband ran crazy game on her. Wasn't me game.
Well, yeah.
Crazy wasn't me game. Downstairs in the office while she was upstairs answering the phone, apparently, at 3 a.m.
And he telling the whole nation, I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah. So
and she bought it.
Wow.
She bought it.
Maybe there's two kinds of intellect. There's a book, SAT kind of intellect, and there's that intellect when you know a man is full of it.
I wonder what it was like the night, I think Bill Clinton told Hillary Clinton in the morning that I lied and I really did have sex with Monica Lewinsky.
Before he had to come talk to us.
I think he told her first.
Okay.
But I'm wondering what that night was like.
For him?
For him.
Probably a lot of Ambien. That's because you can't sleep that night.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's not, when you are the president, like when it's like you or I and we lie to our wives or we get, you know, we get caught doing something, you can go in the garage and futz around.
Right,
you can't
right.
do that at the White House.
You go hide in the Jefferson room.
I wonder what he was doing. Oh, man. All right. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. Let's talk to Dan in El Segundo. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I was driving down the 105 with two ladies in my car, and there's an airplane, like, flying in front of us. And I said, look, it looks like that airplane's just standing still to me. And they go, yeah, they do. They stop at about the 110, and then they wait for clearance, and then fly in the rest of the way. And I argued with them, and they both agreed, and I could not get them to agree with me as hard as I tried.
All right, thanks for calling, dude. That is so classic. They stop and wait for clearance. All right, let's talk to a John in Whittier. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, I went out with this one girl, and she said two stupid things the same night. Number one, we stopped at her hamburger stand, and she ordered a cheeseburger without cheese. The guy goes, you want a hamburger? No, I want a cheeseburger without cheese. And then not only that, then we were in the 310 area code, and I'm like, where are we, 310 area code? And she goes, no, 310. I'm like, 310 area code, right? She goes, no, 310. And worst time. She's like the hottest girl in there, man. Come on.
There you go. There you go. She, right, but she gets the Jessica Simpson Award, two in one night.
That is effing great, man. Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Charlie in Hermosa Beach on 97.1. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk to Anthony in Anaheim. You're on the
Sorry, in Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, dude.
Dog.
Yeah, the stupidest thing I ever heard a chick say is that Los Angeles was built on top of a burial ground.
All right. You probably heard that tonight. Andrew in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good. Dumbest thing so far I've heard is me and my fiance went to Vegas for vacation and came back and we were talking about it and I told her we went to a different state and she turned around and told me I didn't know Las Vegas was in Nevada.
Jesus Christ. This is something, I dated another chick that wasn't that bright and she called me up late one night and I was sharing an apartment with my brother at the time. And so when she called, I was whispering.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, why are you whispering? I said, because my brother's sleeping. And she goes, oh, okay. And I said, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you also whisper? And she goes, yeah, okay. I'll She whispered the whole conversation. She didn't want to wake my brother up. All right, let's talk to Greg in Riverside. You're on 97.1. I'm sorry. Let's talk to Paul in San Pedro. You're on the air.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All right, dude.
Yeah, I was dating this chick from Long Beach, and I don't know how familiar you guys with the whole harbor area, but you got to get over two bridges to get to my house. And we were going over the bridges, and she's like, where are we going? I'm like, I'm taking you to my house. She's like, do you live on an island? I'm like, what the heck did you say to me? She totally thought I was on an island. I dumped her from there. Had to take her back home.
Well, at one point you were on an island. You're on Terminal Island, but you don't live there.
Yeah, no, I'm really one more bridge over, and that's San Pedro.
Right, exactly, yeah. The St. Thomas Bridge, is it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look at me, born and raised in this hellhole where I know that, huh? Look
you know
at
it
you.
All, man.
Jesus Christ.
As a matter of fact, I remember when that bridge was built.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a young kid. My dad took me down there and looked at that. Let's talk to Charlie in Hermosa Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, what's up, dude?
Hey, I was buying some drugs, a couple grams of stuff, and at my buddy's place. And so he has this chick there, and he couldn't find his little digital scale. And she said to him, she's like, why don't you use the one in the bathroom? Both looked at each other and were like, what?
Thank God for your demographic.
Yeah, thank God. You know, she's actually right. If you were buying like 100 pounds of heroin, you could probably use it.
No, I was just grams or something, you know?
God almighty, that's classic, dude. All right, the dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us, everybody. And he'll be with us, I believe, next Wednesday as well. So tuning in every single Wednesday. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
You're a little pitchy, dog.
Yeah, you're a little pitchy, dog.
I love
to everybody.
When you do Randy Jackson, is precious.
You're a little pitchy, dog. To everybody. Everybody gets the same little pitchy. All right, the dumbest thing you heard a woman say, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jim in Texas, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How you doing?
All right, dude.
Big fan. Used to live in L.A.
Hey, thanks, dude. Where about in Texas are you?
I'm way down as south as you can get, deep south Texas, near Mexico and near the Gulf of Mexico.
What is that island off there that everyone goes to?
South Padre Island. There you go.
Is that where you're close to?
I'm about an hour from there.
Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah, it's real nice.
All right. What the dumbest thing you've heard a chick say?
All right. This is absolutely true. I know you're going to find it hard to believe, but I swear it's true. Taking you back a few years, my ex-girlfriend was a cheerleader for one of the football teams that we used to have in L.A.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't say which one. I don't want to get sued, but this is a true story. She and her twin sister were, so that'll probably narrow it down for some people.
Probably.
Her twin sister had just come back from vacation with her husband, and he had taken her to, what is it, North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever around Mount Rushmore is?
South Dakota.
All right, there you go. Right. I've never been, and they had just gotten back. So my girlfriend says, let's go over to my sister's house. So, you know, they've been gone for a week or whatever it was, and she's got some pictures or shows and so forth. So I'm sitting there. I've got the sister to my left. We're on the couch, and I got my girlfriend to the right, and the sister's showing me these pictures. And we're going through all of them, and, you know, there's a pretty good shot of the presidents. And I said, you know, I said, I've never seen them, but I understand that in person they're a lot smaller than what you would think, seeing them on TV or whatever. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I took this picture. They really are. They're a lot smaller. We're just kind of both staring at them in awe, right?
Right.
All of a sudden she says, Can you believe that the water did that?
Christ.
That's so classic.
I swear to God.
So she thought that the Mount Rushmore was carved by rain.
Like, I guess, the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And I was about, I slowly lifted my head up from the picture, and my girlfriend got it, and she pinched me really, really hard on my thigh.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway.
Unbelievable. All right, buddy, we, thank you for calling.
imagine how crowded Mount Rushmore would be if just materialized from water. Imagine, I mean, it would be better than the strip club.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, real quickly, we'll get back to the show, but there's a just an earthquake. It happened about 8:55, so it happened about a half hour ago. And it was in 23 miles from Azusa, La Quinta, Palm Springs, San Diego.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, I'm serious. Look at this. Barongo Springs is where
it happened.
So 4.2
sounds like a
earthquake.
Casino should be near there.
Yeah, look at that, man. 4.2 earthquake. It's pretty big for this area. All right, we have with us the film freak, Leo Quinones. Nice to see you, man.
La Quinta?
Yeah, La Quinta.
La Quinta?
Oh, La Quinta, La Quinta. Like Quinones or Quinones?
Whatever.
Right. I couldn't even help him out either. I would have messed it up even worse.
Maybe that's in a bad time for me to screw that up.
Ooh. All right. Phones, brother. Look at, there's some dumb chicks out here.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, what's the dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say, dude?
You know, we do these things called film junkets. Arsenio's real familiar, where you get 4 minutes to talk to every goober in the business, right?
It's rough.
So John Cusack was doing an interview last year with this young woman. But this young woman had it in her mind that John Cusack was actually Kevin Spacey, and we have a little bit of audio from that,
okay.
And let's take a listen.
All right, here we go.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you in a minute.
Sorry.
Okay.
So nice to meet you. It's funny, I actually was just text messaging with a friend because I'm missing class right now.
You are?
And my film class. And it's so funny because they're watching American Beauty today and analyzing it.
American Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about that?
You were in that.
No, I wasn't.
American Beauty?
Nope.
What's the one with the rose petals?
I'm not in that.
That's not you?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
I swear to God.
Am I just very confused?
I think you are.
I think I am. Okay.
Oh, that's painful. And she got dumb by the horns and would not let dumb go. Oh my God.
How about when she tried to get out of it? She has like a comic's wit to try to get about. Really? Really?
Oh, no,
now you're really? Here it is. Really?
American Beauty?
Nope.
What's the one with the rose petals?
I'm not in that.
That's not you?
No.
Really?
No.
Really? Really?
No.
Really?
She's so nervous.
Am I just very...
Really?
Really?
I know what that's
and
like.
And they let just people in there, and they just don't know what the hell they're talking about, so I say let them just roast on the spit. Let them just go.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right, folks, Leo's going to join us tomorrow and talking about what films tomorrow?
We got Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., the first blockbuster of the year.
Wow.
And then we have Willem Dafoe and Animorph, and if you know guys are surrendering to their girlfriends, there's also Maid of Honor.
Maid of Honor.
Tomorrow night, yeah,
can't
for
wait
sure.
To get out and look at that.
All right, my brother.
Heidi Hamilton invited me to that over the weekend.
No.
Yeah,
don't even do it. Don't even do it, man. Iron Man's bitching, though.
All right.
All right, guys.
Leo Quinones, everybody.
Yeah. Leo.
Look at the film freak.
Really?
Yeah, really?
Really?
Really. All right, let's talk to Gilbert in Pomona. You're on 97.1 Free FM. The dumbest thing you heard a chick say.
Well, actually, you're Angelina, aren't you, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the dumbest things I ever heard a chick say was we were practicing the Vincent Thomas Bridge. And
oh, it's the St. Thomas Bridge. All right, F you,
that
dude.
That chick must have been you.
Hey, listen, once in a while, you know, you say something stupid. You're right. It is, you know, I think my father lied to me when I was a kid. Because the bridge that he was talking about down in San Pedro, I distinctly remember being in third grade, and I was down in San Pedro with my dad, and we were at a Winchell's Donut House down there, and he said, "You see that bridge? They just opened that last week. It's the Vincent Thomas Bridge, right?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, is that right? Oh, wow." And we drove over the bridge, and we saw all the ships and everything. I must have been 7 or 8 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked up the Vincent Thomas Bridge during the break. It was built in 1963, a month after I was born. So there's no way when I was 7 or 8 years old.
But now, see, your daughter's too young, but you're going to learn in like 2 more years that a father's job is to sometimes embellish or lie.
I do that with my daughter all the time.
To make a kid's life more glorious.
Yeah. You know, I lie to my daughter all the time. I do. But that's what parents do. You know, you lie about the Easter Bunny, about Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a house in our neighborhood, and I always say that Charlie Brown lives in that house. And she goes, Charlie Brown lives there? I go, yeah, Charlie Brown lives in that house. And then during Christmas, they always decorate with Snoopy and Charlie Brown and everything. I go, yeah. See, Charlie Brown? She goes, oh, that is Charlie Brown's house. And then she'll tell her mom, hey, Charlie Brown lives there. So that's what she thinks. She thinks Chuck lives down the street.
And, you know, the other thing that she's going to grow up thinking also that people decorate their house with personalized merchandising stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So your stuff is going to have to look like you and her and the wife.
Yeah. I asked my daughter the other night if she liked Tom Likas. Here's what her response was.
I like Tom Likas. Boy, I like Tom.
Blow me up, Tom. Is that blow me up, Tom? There.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why
young,
after the break.
Jerry.
Cherry, you're driving me crazy. All right, let's talk to Scott in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Scotty.
Yo.
You're on the air.
Yeah, the silliest thing I ever heard, my girlfriend was breaking up with me after she had cheated on with my best friend, and she said, well, if you really love me, you'd really be happy for me right now. And I just kind of paused and said, eh, I don't think so. I just kind of hung up.
If you really loved me, you'd be happy for me.
Thank you.
All right, dude.
Wow.
You know, there is some sense to that, but it's not if you really loved me, you'd be happy for me right now. Yeah, I just cheated with your best friend, and we're going to be in a relationship. I don't know how you're really happy for that. I don't know how you can do that.
But that's really reaching.
If you really love me, you'd be very happy for me now. And so she was getting pissed at him because she cheated.
Wow.
It's like the Amtrak, man. It takes you, you know, 3 times or 4 times as long, and they charge you twice as much as an airplane.
I had a young lady say to me once after I broke up with her, she saw me with my new girlfriend. And she called me and told me, after seeing her, I understand.
Oh, really?
I thought that was the coolest thing.
That is pretty cool.
I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, she's bad.
Wow.
You know, she's all that.
That's an understanding chick, man.
All that in a stack of napkins. And the other side of it is she's just being honest at that point because ain't nothing she can do.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean,
I have a friend who looks for he's a single guy now, but every time he looks to get into a relationship, mm-hmm. the one criteria he has, other than he wants his chick to be attractive, the one criteria he has is I want to know before I get in a relationship with her that she's an easy chick to break up with.
How do you determine that?
Because you start to ask her about past relationships.
Mm.
And if she's like really bitter about a guy.
Did you ever shoot at a man?
Yeah, right. You ever take a baseball bat to a guy's head?
Yeah.
All right. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall joins us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man.
And the dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. Let's talk to Kevin and Bell. You're on
97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, yeah. Well, I'm a senior in high school, and this past semester, we were taking government. And halfway through the semester, we're about to have a test, and our teacher was giving us a quick review. He asked, it was about the U.S. Constitution, and you learned this kind of thing like in third or fourth grade, or at least I learned it, and then he asked, what year was the Constitution written again? And everyone, the whole entire class murmurs it, although like carelessly, because they already know. So
But this girl confidently and loudly says it, like, it was written in 1916. Very confidently, the whole entire class starts laughing loud, thinks she's playing around or something, thought it was like a stupid joke. But they see her face turn red, and they just start laughing harder.
Oh, Jesus.
The teacher starts laughing. You see his eyes, like, swell up, just laughing, like, teary. He had to go sit down at his desk. He couldn't even, like, he couldn't even teach.
Oh, buddy. All right, thanks for calling. Yeah, they were off by 130, 40 years. Oh, Bubba.
I'm still thinking about just, he said, turning red. That's something I never get to say. I never talk anything about, Tim, I turn red.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't get.
What happens when you blush?
My eyes look like I'm drunk. But I don't never have no cheek action.
All right, let's talk to Colin in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's the dumbest thing you heard a chick say?
It's not actually me, but a good friend of mine, back in his dating years, back in the late 70s, early 80s, I guess. He was a lawyer now, and he was a lawyer then, and he was dating, like, legal secretaries and people at the law firms, I guess, he was running into. Anyway, he took this one girl out on a date, and they went to see a movie called The Boys from Brazil. I don't know if you remember. It's about Hitler cloning in like, South America. They were going to resurrect the Third Reich and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So they go and see the movie. I think Arsenio knows what I'm going to say. They go and see the movie. They come out, and she's been quiet the whole movie. They come out, and she looks at him. She goes, "Now, who was this Hitler guy?"
Who was this Hitler guy?
Like we're talking about Usher.
Right.
Yeah. Who was this Hitler guy?
You got some big dude or
that's
whatever.
Great, man.
Enjoy the show tonight. Like hearing Jay Leno, and keep it up. Good
All
stuff.
Right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you calling. Jesus
who
Christ.
Who was P. Diddy?
Who is Hitler?
Hey, by the way, P. Diddy's getting a star on the Walk of Fame. You want to go?
I'm is going. That right? When are you going?
He's getting a star in the morning, like I think it's Friday morning, and then he's going to have a big party Friday night.
Jesus Christ.
And
is that right?
If your wife would let you go, I swear
to
you.
Wait, this Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
I might be able to get out of there because I think my wife is going down to Palm Springs.
Let me get a nod here.
Yeah. This Friday, P. Diddy is a star in the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
And a big party.
Yes, so in the morning about 11 o'clock, they'll do the star. And at night, they'll do the party, and it's at someone's house that you might know, but we probably shouldn't say their name.
All right. And will that party be going on past 11 p.m.?
Tim, Diddy won't even get there until 11 p.m. He's still getting dressed and waiting to see Leno's monologue.
All right, excellent. I might have to borrow some clothes for it, though, you know?
What are you wearing now? What are you wearing?
Kohl's. And I'm wearing Kohl's and Costco.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. See,
Adam Macadocious calls me, you know, because I buy all my clothes from Costco, which is a Kirkland brand, and he calls me Tim Kirkland Jr.
Docious. No, you know what? You don't have to worry about clothes because, first of all, it's going to be dark. And secondly, you look very hip.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going. And
can you bring somebody, though?
But you know, I just thought of something. It would be cool for you to buy a suit for the party.
Oh, yeah, I might do that. Or what if I have a tuxedo?
You could do that. Oh, you know what you do? Rock a tuxedo, open white shirt with Converses.
Perfect.
Some black Chuck Taylors.
That's how I got married.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, so you have that outfit.
Exactly. I like that might be interesting.
You should party.
Are there going to be white people there?
Oh, Tim, yeah. You can't have parties without white people.
Okay. All right, gang. The dumbest thing you've ever heard your chick say. 520-9710. Let's talk to a Roman in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? Yeah, the dumbest thing I've heard a chick say is actually this week. She came over to the house and she brought some brownies, and she told me I put chocolate in it.
Jimmy in Ontario, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? All right. I'm going to get in trouble for this one because my wife's listening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so about last week, me and my wife are watching the news. We see Hillary Clinton on the TV. She's like, hurry up and change the channel. I don't like this chick. I'm like, why? She's like, for one, woman shouldn't be president. For two, the only reason why she's running is because her father was president a few years ago.
Ooh, ouch.
All right, thanks, dude.
Poor William.
That is a major insult to
William
Bill.
William Jefferson, and with his ego? William Jefferson would, ooh.
Let's go to Oscar in Pacoima. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Dumbest thing you heard a chick say.
couple years ago, my ex-girlfriend asked me if we can break up for the weekend because she was going to Rosarito.
I think I dated her.
That's pretty good. Chad in Ventura, you're on the air.
What's up, guys? Hey. Big fan.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, I was interviewing a girl for a job, and she walked into my office and seeing all the military regalia, being a former Navy CB. She was a political science, had a political science degree from UCLA, and we started talking about world events, and she told me that September 11th happened because of an argument between somebody, a president of Exxon, and Osama bin Laden.
Wait. I know she was good in bed.
Oh, Bubba.
Oh, you probably could register that.
But she was in political science. She's a political science major. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Hey, by the way, we talked about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Very bright woman, running for president, but too dumb to understand what her man was all about.
Downstairs he was doing it.
Downstairs with an intern who just brought a pizza with a blue dress on at 3 in the morning while Hillary's answering the phone.
Oh, man. Anthony in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Babu, what's going on? Hey, this is like 15 years ago, but me and my ex-girlfriend were hanging out with her best friend, and she looked over us and said, hey, when's Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, wow.
You should have told her. It's the 5th of Mayo.
Yeah, I should have done that, but I wasn't slick enough.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
And he was laughing.
Jim in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, one time I was working with this girl, and she was a twin, and then she introduces me to her sister. And I could see there's some little bit differences. And I go, are you guys identical or fraternal? She goes, no, we're about 10 minutes apart. And then later in the conversation, we're talking about some stuff. Buddy and I were going to go to the Indianapolis 500. She goes, where's that at?
Oh, Bubba.
Jesus Christ.
It's amazing what guys will put up with, huh?
Oh, Bubba.
You know what? I've said some dumb things in my past. I got to be honest with you. I thought that up until, I think I was in 11th grade or 10th grade when I discovered this, but I thought that oral sex was when you talked about it.
No.
When you talk about sex. And I think I was 20 or 21 when I told a chick at a party that I was born Irish negative. And she happened to be a nurse. And she goes, what's Irish negative? I go, you know, my blood type between my mom and dad were different, and I came out Irish negative. And she goes, Tim, that's Rh negative.
And who did
so
you hear
I'm
say
not
that?
Immune
who,
to
did
this.
You, who did you hear say that? I mean, or did you just
what oral
that?
Sex or
the
Irish?
One. Yeah,
I just assumed when somebody said it to me the first time, it was Irish negative, which happened to be my mom's moniker. All right, we got to take ourselves a break when we come back. Adam McAdoshis is with us, and man, nobody smokes more pot than that dude.
Is that what's wrong with him?
That's one of them, yeah. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.